Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor he is begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. To him belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Inshallah, sisters, today we will discuss about Laylat al-Qadr, because inshallah, Laylat al-Qadr is very close, and we have to know what we are, how we can celebrate this great night, Laylat al-Qadr, inshallah. Actually, I think in the month of Ramadan, every one of us is trying to read the Quran as we can. Whenever you have free time, we read the Quran. Okay, but the problem, sisters, is that when you read the Quran, did you feel that you have tears in your eyes? When you read the Quran, do you feel that your heart is affected, or the Quran touches your heart? Did you feel that your mind is reflected or thinking when you read the words of the Quran? And did you feel that you want to change some attitudes in your life? To tell you the truth, mostly this is not the reality nowadays. Muslims are reading the Quran, but the eyes remain dry and the hearts remain unmoved and the minds remain untouched and the lives remain unchanged. And actually we have to know the reason for this. Because if we succeed to know the reason why we are not affected by the Quran, inshallah, there will be a hope that all the situation will be changed. So the aim of the classes will be that we need to live the Quran. We need to feel that the Quran is a living reality in my life. It is affecting me. When I start reading the Quran, I feel the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I start to have my tears in my eyes. I start to feel that my heart is so touched with the words of the Quran. I start to feel that I have to follow the rules of this book. I love the book. I love the Quran. And I love the one who sent the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to start today, inshallah, we will try to live the same circumstances when the Quran was first revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that inshallah we live these moments with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow his mercy on all of us, inshallah. We will read now Surah Al-Qadr together, inshallah, and then we will have its meaning, inshallah, and we will know how we can get the benefit of Laylat al-Qadr, inshallah. Surah al-Qadr is surah number 97. Okay, and since alhamdulillah you can read in Arabic, you can read with me in Arabic, then I will read in English. Okay, so that we know the meaning. Because the most important, surah number 97. Surah number 97. 97. Okay. In English, it is called the Night of Decree. Okay. Okay. So let us read it together. Okay.
A'udhu billahi. Surah Al-Qadr.
We will read it together. I want you to try to read while I am reading. Let us read together so that if you have some difficulty or anything, you will bypass it by reading with us. Did you find it? Or not yet?
Yes.
You find it? Okay. So let us read. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Now I will read the translation in English. Verily, We, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, verily, we have sent it, this Quran, down in the night of Al-Qadr, which is the night of decree. And what will make you know what the night of decree is? The night of Al-Qadr decree is better than 1,000 months. That is to say, 83 years and 4 months. Therein descend the angels and the ruh, angel Jibril, by Allah's permission, with all decrees. All that night there is peace and goodness from Allah to His believing slaves until the appearance of the doom. Okay? So the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to Laylatul Qadr is that Laylatul Qadr is a very special night, and it is equal to, it is better than 1,000 months. That is to say, you know, sister, this means that Laylatul Qadr is better than 83 years and 4 months. If you try to think how many Muslims believe in their life 83 years and 4 months, how many? Not most of them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he died while he was 63 years old. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't live 83 years. Laylatul Qadr in one Ramadan, okay, is better than 83 years. So if alhamdulillah you can observe Laylatul Qadr and you can live Laylatul Qadr according to the rules of the Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are getting a night better than all the life. Alhamdulillah. Okay? And the question will be, why Laylatul Qadr is so great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that it is better than 83 years and few months or 1,000 months. Actually, we have to know that Laylatul Qadr, what is the meaning of the word Qadr in Arabic? The word Qadr in Arabic has either one of the meaning. Number one, it means the assignment or the organization, the night of assignment من التقدير, okay? Or the other meaning is the value and the position and the rank. It is the night of the value, the night of the rank. Or the both of them, okay, are relevant to the great event of the revelations of the Quran. Either it is the night of organization or the night of the value, both of them are relevant to the Quran. Why? Because the Quran is the greatest and the most precious gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the whole universe. You know, we have to know this, you know, systems. Why? Why the Quran is the greatest gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great, the almighty, the supreme, the master of the universe, he has turned to the creation of his, who is called the man, and honored him by choosing him to be the recipient of his divine light and the guardian of his wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the man to give him the Quran, okay, in that night. So this is a very honored night, it has to be to the human being. This is number one. Number two also, the Quran includes what? The Quran includes the ideology and the basis for the values and the all the standards. The Quran is the code for the moral and the social behavior. For those whom they follow it, it will be the way for the happiness in this life, and it will be the way for paradise. So the best book in this life is the Quran. The best gift is the Quran because of the rules of the Quran. The more the Quran, the Quran is a way of life. If you want to live according to the rules of the one who creates you, you live according to the Quran. So the descent of the Quran is the greatest night ever, okay, in this life. And because of that, it is better than a thousand months. Also in the night of Al-Qadr, the descent of the angels and angel Jibril is a very big event, because this means that there is peace between the heavens and the sky. There is no evil in the night of Al-Qadr. Okay? And because of that, the night of Al-Qadr is a very special night. Now, inshallah, we will start to read the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is related to the night of Al-Qadr, so that we can know how we can get the best benefit of this night and the best reward and the mercy, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, the month of Ramadan has come to you all. It is a blessed month, which Allah has obligated you all to fast. During it, the gates of the paradise are opened, the gates of the hell are closed, and the devils are shackled. In it, there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of its good, then he has truly been deprived. You see, this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man hurima khayraha faqad hurim." Okay? And when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this statement, that whoever is deprived of its good, then he has truly been deprived, this means that, you know, there is something in this night. Okay? In the next hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified why. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever stands in prayer during the night of Al-Qadr with faith and expecting reward from Allah, he will be forgiven for his previous sins. Okay, so it is one night which will be the cause if you stand it in prayer for, we under two conditions, with faith, believing. Okay, with faith, believing that this is the night which is better than 1,000 months, and expecting reward from Allah only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because your friends will tell you, sister, we are going to the masjid, let us go, so I am going with them, you know, or everyone is going, and if I don't go, I will look different, let me go with them, you know, not for the sake of anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your previous sins. So if any Muslim knows that there is a way, one night can forgive all my sins, you will stand praying or not? Alhamdulillah, everyone has to run and to arrange his schedule so that he can get the benefit of the night of Al-Qadr, so that inshallah he will forgive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. So Laylat Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months because of the gates of the paradise are opened and the gates of the hell are closed and the devils are shackled. And this is all for the month of Ramadan, but especially for the night of Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins for that one who stands in prayer with faith and expecting the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will move to the next ayah, which is, therein descend the angels and the ruh by their Lord's permission with every matter. This means that the angels descend in abundance during the night of Al-Qadr due to its abundant blessings. You know, because of the blessings. The angels descend with the descending of the blessings and mercy. When there is blessing and mercy, the angels will be there. So since there is a lot of angels, this means that there is a lot of mercy and blessings in this night. Okay? Just as they descend when the Quran is recited, they surround the circles of remembrance of Allah, like this one, and they lower their wings with true respect for the student of the knowledge. If you have the intention, inshallah, that you are learning this knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the angels will put their wings for you. Alhamdulillah, because this is the best. You are learning the knowledge of Allah for the sake of Allah. Not to say I learn or I am a scholar or I know, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so there will be peace in this night and all the matters are determined during it. Okay, now the next question will be, how we can specify the night of decree and what are its signs? There are signs for the night of decree so that the people will have some feeling about it. Actually, before knowing the signs, I want to tell you a reality about the night of Al-Qadr. Is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, I will mention it to you, inshallah, when we will discuss the next surah, which is Surah Al-Alaq. Let us now first know how to specify the night of Al-Qadr. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the night of Al-Qadr occurs during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Whoever stands for them in prayer, seeking their reward, then indeed Allah will forgive his previous sins and his later sins. Subhanallah. It is an odd night. the ninth or the seventh or the fifth or the third or the last night of Ramadan. Also, regarding the how to know the night of Al-Qadr, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, the night of Al-Qadr, the sign of the night of Al-Qadr is that it is a pure, okay, glowing, as if there were a bright, calm moon during it. The moon will be calm and it will be a very calm and glowing, you know. The sky is full of angels, subhanallah. You see, angel Jibril is there and all, you know, subhanallah. It is not cold, nor it is hot, and no shooting star is permitted until morning, subhanallah.
There are no stars in the sky.
Yes, it is not permitted. You see, subhanallah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling everything. The stars are not permitted in the night of Al-Qadr.
Okay? Shooting stars.
Shooting stars, yes.
Shooting stars and stars are different.
Yes, what is the do you know what is the shooting star?
Yeah, so yes. No shooting stars,
yes.
There will be stars.
Yes, there are stars, but what is the shooting star? What is the significance of the shooting star, do you think? because I read, yes, I have the same observation. It is the shooting star. Yes, not the star. Yes, the stars will be around. Okay? Its sign is that the sun appears on the morning following it smooth, having no rays on it, just like the moon on a full moon night. This is the next day, next morning. Okay? Suppose Laylatul Qadr was yesterday or last night, so today you will feel that the sun, as if it has no rays. It is not so hot, you know? And also it is just like a moon on a full moon night, you know, complete. Shaitan is not allowed to come out with the sun on that day. Even in the morning, the shaitan is not allowed, subhanallah. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily I saw, yes, this is what I want to tell you, verily I saw the night of Al-Qadr and I was caused to forget it, subhanallah. You see? Yes, there is a wisdom behind this. You know, actually, suppose now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not caused to forget it. Now we know Laylatul Qadr.
Exactly what?
You see? Exactly. Do you think the Muslims will pray the last 10 days of Ramadan? Only that night. Exactly that night. Everyone will concentrate on that night. Correct? Most of us. To tell the truth. Okay? Now everyone is looking for the night of Al-Qadr in the last 10 nights. Okay? So we are preparing ourselves that, you know, the night, for example, today is 18. So today is 18, tomorrow is 19, okay, tomorrow Tuesday. So it will be the night of Wednesday. Okay, this is, so from the night of Wednesday,
but
the people
like,
will start.
It's like not odd number, like not anything that even, not even number.
Not even. It is not even, but the problem, there is a problem. You know that Ramadan is not starting the same start in all the Muslim countries. So maybe it is even here, it is odd there.
Yeah.
So maybe it was that night. So it is the best is that you observe it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, you know, why not to pray more and more for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alhamdulillah, now you have something to encourage you to pray more and more. So from the night of Wednesday, okay, start to have the belief that the night of Al-Qadr is one of what is coming. So I have to, you know, actually, you know, sister, now if we talk about how to live the Quran in our life, now suppose, alhamdulillah, now we learn that it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, okay? So if you are planning to have the invitation, don't invite the people in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Why? Try to take all the rest you have during the day, so that, you know, after Maghrib, you will have full strength, so that you can pray and pray and pray. But if I invite you, and I have to cook and to wash and all of this, how I will have power and strength, you know, to cook, to pray all the night? So the Muslims are supposed to finish all the celebrations, you know, invitations, before the last 10 days of Ramadan. Then the last 10 days of Ramadan, you need to pray all the time and to take some rest in the morning so that you can pray the next day and the third day. You know, you have to evaluate the correct and the real and the proper evaluation the night of Al-Qadr. All the sins will be forgiven in that night. So what is the importance, you know, that you will feel that the invitations, invitations, invitations. When you go for the invitation, okay, sometimes you sit with the people, then the salah prayer, salah time comes, then you know you feel shy to tell the people, I want to go to pray now. When you invite the people, you will have a lot of work in the kitchen, so that you are so exhausted, it will be difficult for you to pray. So, you know, this has to be part of the living the Quran. In the last 10 days, I have one goal. I want to observe the night of Al-Qadr, inshallah. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when anyone will ask you why, you tell him, because of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is deprived of its good, then he has truly been deprived. I don't want to be deprived from the good of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Okay, so inshallah we try to take care of this. So Prophet Muhammad, this is the continuation of the hadith. Verily I saw the night of Al-Qadr and I was caused to forget it. And indeed it is during the last 10 nights, it is during an odd night, and I saw myself as if I were prostrating in mud and water. Again Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek it in Ramadan in the last 10 nights. For verily it is during the odd nights, the 21st or the 23rd or the 25th or the 27th or the 29th or during the last night. And verily the angels who are on the earth during that night are more numerous than the number of the bibils. أكثر من الحصى. You see, the angels are more than the bibils. How many angels will be on the earth on that night? Because of the blessings and because of the mercy. So, what is the supplication during the night of decree? Actually, in the night of decree, you do all the supplication. Okay, whatever you are looking for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go ahead and supplicate. But also, Imam Ahmad recorded from Aisha that she said, O Messenger of Allah, if I find the night of Al-Qadr, what should I say? He replied, if you can talk Arabic, قل قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. I will say it also for you in English. Okay, say, O Allah, verily, okay, you can write it, O Allah, verily, you are the often pardoning, you love to pardon, so pardon me. Okay, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. So all the time from the 10th, you know, yes, in English, okay. O Allah, verily you are the often pardoning, you love to pardon, so pardon me. Okay. So start from Tuesday, put it all the time in your tongue. Because you know, this is, you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon you and forgive you. So if Alhamdulillah, you know, you will say it in Laylatul Qadr, you will be forgiven. You see, so this is the night of forgiveness. Because all the time you are saying, Oh Allah, you are the one pardoning, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me. So inshallah, while you are saying it, the gates of the heaven will be opened and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gates of the, yes, will be opened and Allah will accept. Then you will be forgiven. So try to put it and say it to every Muslim, you know, that try in the last 10 days of Ramadan to keep seed supplication all the time. Okay? This is the night of Al-Qadr. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those whom inshallah they will be forgiven in that night. Inshallah, and try to observe it. And inshallah, try to pray as you can in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And when you do the supplication, ask for everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most generous. And also ask, you know, for everyone whom you around you, okay, not for you alone. The nature of the Muslim is that when they do dua, actually, sister, when you do dua, try to say at the end, for me and all the Muslims. Why? Because when I say for me and all the Muslims, then Heba will do dua, I will take part of it. Sana will do dua, I will take part of it. So you will take part of all the dua of the Muslims, okay? And you can say, so pardon us. Instead of saying, pardon me, pardon us. Okay? Oh Allah, you are the most pardoning. You love to pardon, so pardon us. Okay? So pardon us. Okay. Now, inshallah, we finish this, alhamdulillah, with how the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time. In order to know the circumstances of the Quran, how it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will read surah number 96, which is surah Al-Alaq. Because surah Al-Alaq contains the first five ayahs of the Quran, which were revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I have a question before we
see. Okay, go ahead.
Every time you read the Quran and there is a sajda.
Yes.
Where do you do it? Do you go out to your carpet and you do
Together we read the first five ayahs. It is surah number 96.
Page 597. Page 597.
It is different.
Is it?
Maybe, yeah. Because they are English Arabic. They are English Arabic. Did you find it?
Yes.
Yeah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله العظيم. In this, I will read it for you in English. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The meaning. Read in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Read in the name of your Lord, who has created all that exists. He has created man from a cloth. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught the writing by the pen. He has taught man that which he knew not. Okay. So now, inshallah, we will learn the beginning of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the first of the Quran revealed. This is from the hadith. Imam Ahmad recorded that Aisha radiallahu anha said, the first thing that began happening with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the revelation was dreams. Okay, I will tell you the hadith, then we will explain it, inshallah. Was dreams that he would see in his sleep, that would come true. He would not see any dream except that it would come true, just like the clearness of the daybreak in the morning. Then he preferred to stay alone, by himself. So he used to go to the cave of Hira. You heard about cave of Hira? Okay. And devote himself to worship there for a number of nights. And he would bring provisions for that. Then he would return to Khadija and replenish his provisions for a similar number of nights. This continued until the revelation suddenly came to him while he was in the cave of Hira. The angel came to him while he was in the cave and said, read. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I replied, I am not one who reads. Doesn't know to read. Then he said, so the angel seized me and pressed me until I could no longer bear it, the squeezing. Then he released me and said, read. So I replied, I am not one who reads. So he pressed me a second time until I could no longer bear it. Then he released me and said, read. So I replied, I am not one who reads. So he pressed me a third time until I could no longer bear it. Then he released me and said, you know, these five ayahs read in the name of your Lord who has created you. Until he reaches ayah number five. So he returned with them until ayah number 5. Then the angel left. Okay? So Prophet Muhammad, so let us clarify this part of the hadith. Aisha radiallahu anha said that the first thing that began to happen differentiate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from other human beings, that he started to see dreams, you know, and in the morning he will tell her, I saw this and that and this and that, then it will happen exactly. You know, as if he was living the dream. You know, so this is something which is not normal for a human being. So there is something abnormal start, you know, to differentiate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That something will happen.
all the time dreams and all the time these real dreams. Okay, they will be real in the next day. And then he start to feel that he want to be by himself. You know, because the angel will come. The angel will not come at the beginning while he is. So he start to be alone. Okay, and he will go to the cave of Hira. And then the angel Gabriel came to him and he said to him, the first word is in the Quran, is read. You know, and this is the meaning that the Quran, you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the Muslim to learn. Okay, when we say we Muslims, you know, we don't learn and it, no, we have to learn and we, because the first word in our, which was revealed in our book is read, read, read. Okay, read in the name of Allah. You know, so this is also the first ayah, read in the name of Allah. And from this ayah, you know, it is the rule that whatever deeds you do it in the name of Allah. When you start writing, in the name of Allah. When I start my speech, I say Bismillah. When I enter the house, Bismillah. When I come out, Bismillah. Bismillah. When you come to your husband, Bismillah. You know, all the time you put the name. So that's the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So the angel came to him and he said to him, read. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am not one who reads. Okay? So he squeezed him and he left him 3 times. And then he revealed for him the first 5 ayahs. So Prophet Muhammad said, Aisha radiallahu anha said, he said that he returned with this ayat with his heart trembling. You know, this is not normal, very difficult. Until he came home to Khadija and he said, wrap me up, wrap me up. So they wrapped him up until his fear went away. He was very afraid. After that, he told to Khadija everything that he had that had happened and said, I fear that something may happen to me. Khadija replied, never, by Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. Okay, now this is the rule why Allah will not disgrace anyone. If you want Allah not to disgrace you, follow the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You keep good relations with your relatives. So we have to keep our good relation with our relatives so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disgrace us. This is how we get the benefit for our daily life from the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Okay? Number one, if you are good, have good relation with your relatives, then inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disgrace you. Number two, you speak the truth. This is very important. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as the truthful and the honest, the one, okay? So never to lie, okay? If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to disgrace you, you speak the truth. This is number two. Number three, you help the poor and the destitute. So this has to be, you know, sisters, a habit inside ourselves. When I see anyone poor or anyone in need, I run. This is a very good opportunity. Not I escape and I say as if I didn't see him. No, I tell to myself I want to be following my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to disgrace me. So it will be a very good opportunity for me that Allah will send for me someone poor so that I will help the poor. And you serve your guests generously. You know, and this is another issue now. You see, we serve our close friends, but not everyone. Okay? We have to serve every Muslim in a generous way for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, whether they are close friends, whether they are relative from my country, from my way, from my class, from anything, this is none of my business. Because I am doing these deeds for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of the human beings. If I want a reward from Allah, I have to do the deeds for Allah. If I want a reward from the human being, I will do the deeds for the human being. Correct? You know, actually, we will try always to discuss this kind of rules logically so that we accept it and we believe it, then we apply it. Okay? So if you are generous with the guests, okay, for the sake of Allah, you will not choose. This is my neighbor, I will give her more, and this is not my neighbor, I will give her little. No? So it is not for the sake of Allah. It is for the sake of the neighborhood, so you will not be rewarded. Okay, so you have to do the deed only, there is no plus, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you help the deserving calamity afflicted people. Whenever you find any person in calamity, run, sister, and help. Because when you help her, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decrease any number of calamities which you were about to expose to. Number two, Allah will send for you another one to help you during your calamity. Because Allah said in the Quran, هَلْ جَذَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. The reward for the good is the good. So I help the one in calamity, Allah will send for me someone to help me in calamity. So this is the criteria of the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which causes Sayyida Khadija to tell him that Allah will never disgrace you. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can follow him so that Allah will not disgrace us or any of the Muslims. Okay? Khadija then accompanied him to her cousin Waraqa ibn Nawfal, who during the period of ignorance became a Christian and used to scribe the scriptures in Arabic. طبعا انت عارفة كلام ده بالعربي. Okay, because it's only English. But you know, this is the story of this event, you know, I think every Muslim while he is 6 years old. But let us read it. You know, when we read it again, inshallah, we will be rewarded because we are trying, you know, to remind ourselves with these very important moments in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the life of humanity. You know, these minutes, okay, and this event is not only important for the Muslims. It is important for all the humanity. Okay? So she took him. They went together to her cousin, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, because Waraqa would write from the Injil in Hebrew as much as Allah willed for him to write. He has knowledge. Okay? He was an old man and he has lost his eyesight. Khadija said to him, "Oh my cousin, listen to the story of your nephew." Waraqa asked, "Oh my nephew, what have you seen?" Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam described what he saw. Waraqa said, "This is An-Namus." Okay? "Whom Allah has sent to Musa, I wish I was young and could live until the time when your people would drive you out." Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Will they drive me out?" Waraqa replied in the affirmative and said, "Anyone who come with something similar to what you have brought was treated with hostility, and if I should remain alive till that day, then I would firmly support you." Okay? And you know, sisters, we will stop here for a minute to evaluate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, the proper evaluation. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every Muslim have to love him more than himself. Okay, and this is step number one in the message. When he said to Waraqa about the message, he told him, number one, they will get you out. You see, this is what he knows about what he will face for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, so we have to live, you know, these moments with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we feel the suffering of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can become Muslims. If Prophet Muhammad didn't tolerate, Islam will not spread and there will be no Islam. And this is why we have to love him more than ourselves, because he is the cause of all the blessings, because he is the one who tolerates for us. And inshallah, in the paradise, he will be waiting for his ummah, inshallah, to forgive very big number of them. Okay, so you know, because sometimes when you live away from the story of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we forget Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is in the month of Ramadan, when we read Surah Al-Alaq and when we read Surah Al-Qadr, we have to get the feeling again to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to feel how he suffered for us. From minute number one, when Angel Gabriel squeezed him, then when he went and he was informed that you will be driven, they will drive you out of your of Mecca. And actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved Mecca. And when he was leaving Mecca, he was saying, "It is a land which I love it, but I am leaving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And also we learn, sisters, that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is some price when you will put your head cover and it is not easy, okay? You say, this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tolerated everything and me as a Muslim, I can tolerate little. What is the problem? You have to tolerate. If we are the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we want to have the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we have to live a little bit similar to Prophet. We will never live as he lived, was suffering, which he, but a little bit. We cannot be Muslims without any relation with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It cannot be. So you know, in these days of Ramadan or in these nights of Ramadan, also I want to mention you before I forget that the angel Gabriel, in every night of Ramadan, he will come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at night, and he will revise the Quran with him, all the Quran. And the year when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, Angel Gabriel came to him twice. He revised the Quran with him twice. And because of that, it is appreciated the night prayer in the month of Ramadan because of what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with revising the Quran with Angel Gabriel. So in the month of Ramadan, we have to leave this, the Quran with revealed on Prophet Muhammad, and this how Prophet Muhammad lived. So we start to feel Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We start to feel that this Quran, when it comes, it was not an easy trip for those people whom they lived the first days with the Quran. So we have to appreciate that alhamdulillah we have the Quran now. There are people whom they suffered and they pay, you know, a lot for the Quran, and with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will reach us. So it is not good and it is not acceptable from the Muslims to treat this book, you know, as if it is just a message, okay, I will read it later. And when they have time, they will read the newspaper or they will watch the television or they will stay on the computer for 3 and 4 hours. And then when you tell her, sister, did you read the Quran for 15 or 20 minutes per day? She will tell you, sister, I am very sorry, I don't have time. But I am a believer and I love Prophet Muhammad. No, sister, this is not good. Alhamdulillah, Muslims are full of good. Alhamdulillah. If you are a Muslim, alhamdulillah. This is a good sign that Allah makes you a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. This is a sign that Allah loves you. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. In the beginning of, you know, when you start in Arabic, this is an Arabic supplication at the beginning, you say all the بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I will get it to you the word. All the praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guide us to Islam, and we will not be guided except with the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, sister, Muslims are good people. Muslims are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he guides you. He chose you to be a Muslim, and there are others not Muslim. Alhamdulillah, so let us get the benefit of this, the benefit of this book. Inshallah, by time, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we succeed to become closer and closer to the Quran, inshallah. Okay, so we will continue with the hadith now. So Waraqa clarified to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they will drive him out, okay? And he told him that if he will be alive, he will support him. But Waraqa didn't remain. He died. And the revelation paused until, for some time there was no revelation. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became sad according to what we were told. Due to his grief, he set out a number of times with the intent of throwing himself from the mountain tops. You see, this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because there is no revelation, he will throw himself. However, every time he would reach the peak of a mountain to throw himself from it, Jibril would appear to him and say, "O Muhammad, you are truly the messenger of Allah." Therefore, his worry would be eased, his soul would be settled, and he would return down from the mountain. Then, when the revelation didn't come again for a long time, he set out as he had done before. So when he reached the peak of the mountain, Jibril appeared to him again and said to him the same as he said before, "O Muhammad, you are truly the messenger of Allah." Okay? So this is